darkness is not an affirmative force. It simply reoccupies the space vacated by the light.
This is the Hamilton Corner on American Family Radio.
It should be uncomfortable for a believer to live as a hypocrite.
Delivering people out of the bondage of mainstream media
and the philosophies of this world.
God has called you and me to be his ambassadors, even in this dark moment. Let's not miss our moment.
And now, the Hamilton Corner.
Well, good evening, America. Alex McFarland here on the Hamilton Corner, and we have got a great show. I mean, you know, it's Thanksgiving week, and I hope you're all set for a special week to praise God and to be with family and do special things that you love. But we've got a great show this week because we have got on the Van Zant Band, the website VanZantBand.com, Donnie Van Zant and Johnny Van Zant, and they've got a brand new record out that is a wonderful Christian album. You know these guys from bands like Lynyrd Skynyrd and 38 Special. I grew up listening to their music, and several weeks ago I was on a show with them, and they were just so gracious, and this is a completely different audience, and later on in the show we're even going to open up the phones and give you an opportunity to ask questions. But we've got them on, and guys, I want to say thanks for being interviewed again by me, but welcome. Maybe this is your first visit to the American Family Radio Network, and guys, we're glad to have you.
Our pleasure, man.
Yeah, our pleasure, man. Glad that we can be here, and it's a great week, and for families to all get together and have some turkey, and it's an awesome week.
Exactly. So what are you guys going to do? I want to get into the record and talk about this because you've gone to the absolute heights of pop music and rock and roll. But what led you to do a Christian album? And where can people get it? What's on it? And how did God lead you into creating some really awesome contemporary Christian music?
Yeah, brother, we might have told you last time we talked with you, but we have a bucket list of things that we want to do as brothers together musically. And right at the top of that bucket list was doing a Christian record. So it's been great so far.
You know, for us, it was told in us years ago through our dad knowing the Bible. And of course, we're like a lot of youngsters. We went off and did our thing. And you know what? We've done that thing pretty well off, but there was always something missing. Mm-hmm. And that was Jesus Christ. And mm-hmm. and older in your life, you realize just how much you need him. And we're coming into the season of Christ. And it's just a wonderful time for us to have this album hit November 22nd, Friday last week. And
oh, wow.
It's been a great, great. You ask where can you get it, you can get it, you can go to VanZantBand.com and Frontier Records and hopefully soon Walmart and everywhere else. And that's but it's been that's where I go to, you know. So
yeah,
it's been a really, really a blessing for us, and we've sang for ourselves, now we're singing for Jesus.
Well, it is a great record, and you know, I don't know, I guess it was 6 or 7 weeks ago, I saw on a website that you guys were releasing this. And by the way, the album is Always Look Up. It is a great album. And listen, I've been fans of your music for decades, literally. And, you know, I listened to it, and hey, the lyrics are great. The musicianship is great. But folks, I want to encourage you to support this album because I hope there's a whole lot more coming from you guys as well. And the website again is Van Zant Band. You mentioned Walmart. Isn't it cool? Because listen, I grew up spinning vinyl. I mean, you know, when I was a teenager, anytime I could get my hands on a few dollars, you know, my sister and I were going down to the record store, and I bought Y'all's records. I'm from the South, y'all. But isn't it cool, like, in places like Barnes & Noble and Guitar Center and Walmart, there's vinyl now. The records are back. Isn't that cool?
It is cool. I mean, LPs are back big time.
You know, we went Frontier Records because that was one of the things they wanted to do. They're an Italian company, and vinyl's really big in Europe.
Yeah.
And we were like, great. We're all in because we want to see it, you know, because we grew up as kids, like you just got through saying, you know, buying the vinyl and the double ones. Oh boy, I was thrilled when we got a double one, you know, to open, eat all this good stuff. And there's something very appealing and attractive to have a vinyl. We're selling vinyl and CD.
Yeah, buddy. But it was always cool for me to have an LP because I like opening it up and reading who wrote the songs.
Yeah.
Who produced it and engineered it. So
we used to dream about that. We'd say, one day it's going to be us.
Exactly.
We wrote a song. We recorded it, you know.
So I got to ask you this. What's it like to be out? Because I'm sure this has happened to you guys, you know, hundreds of times. Maybe you'll be out in a store or something, and you hear yourself over the sound system. Some of your own music is because it's just become a part of the American culture. What's that like?
Well, Alex, I can tell you for it's Donnie Van Zandt.
Yeah, yeah.
But I can tell you with the 38 special, I'm hearing at Publix grocery store now. Yeah. You know? So it's actually great. I mean, I got a kick out of it, you know.
Yeah, years ago, I think I was in another grocery store here in Florida, and
we like eating.
Yeah.
Amen.
Southern, yeah, amen. And I heard a song called Red, White, and Blue of mine and Donnie's, and I was sitting there shopping and I went, man, that song sounds familiar. And I mean, it got mostly all the way through it before I realized it was us. And I was like, hey, that's us, man.
Yeah.
It was a lot of
fun. Alex, I will tell you that what was really cool for us the other day was I like reading the comments about what people thinking about the record, you know? So there was one on there where it actually was from, it's like a music director of another church that we know nothing about, but they were actually worked up, speak his name, and mm-hmm. were playing at church. And there's another church that was playing There You Are in their church. So mm-hmm. it was like a Christmas present for us.
Yeah, it was.
Pretty cool.
Donnie actually told me about 12 at 9, so check out this. I was like, huh? Yeah, okay. But hey, it got us very excited. You know what? We're real excited about spreading the word of God. You know,
Amen.
You know what? He has gotten us through hard times in our life and things that maybe most people might not make it through, but with his help, he has helped us through.
We got through it.
And I always tell people, I say, at your darkest point, God wants you to come to him. He wants you to ask him for help. And all you have to do is go to him. And it really, really is a pleasure to have this music out and spreading his name, you know, the Lord Jesus Christ.
But I'll be truthful with you. We first did it when we were doing the record. That between me and Johnny, we just said if we could bring one person to Christ, it'd be worth the whole project.
Yeah.
We're happy about it, man.
Well, and I want to encourage everybody to look at the video of Jesus Christ. This is from Van Zandt. Wow. The album is Always Look Up. That, guys, that is one of the most powerful songs. The lyrics are so powerful to that song.
And you know what? We're coming to you from our little studio behind my house. And, I have a picture of Jesus Christ, the crucifixion of Jesus Christ on my wall. And we didn't have a guitar, but we thought, I had an old broom in here, and I thought, how would it be for Jesus to carry that cross? What would the music sound like? And we kind of started banging on that, just going, doom, doom, doom.
That's where it
started. And that's where it started at. And of course, all the lyrics are very, very true. Fortunately, that they're true because, you know, of course they sacrificed him, but the end of that song, he has risen. And for your listeners, don't think it's over with, because we're getting ready to get busy at the end of that and praise God.
Amen. Hey, I got to tell you guys this. Several weeks ago, you guys were graciously with me on another show. And a lot of my friends, they were like, did you really get to interview them? And I was like, yeah, man, they were super nice. And so, Donnie, I got to tell you this. The weekend, several days after we had that previous interview, I went to a family reunion. And we saw a cousin that I hadn't seen in a lot of years. Great Christian guy, Greg Layton is his name. So he has in his basement kind of a man cave where he's got a big screen TV and on the wall a lot of mementos. Well, he had this framed picture of a lot of concert ticket stubs that he had seen concerts over the years. But right in the middle of this framed picture, clearly it was the special one to him. Right in the middle was a big ticket stub of 38 Special. And I said to my wife, seriously. And I was like, hey, check it out. I just got to talk to Donnie Van Zandt. So anyway, forgive me for going all fanboy on you. But anyway, it's great.
That's cool. I think that's great.
You know what?
That was back probably when that ticket sale was probably about $10, right?
Yeah. The prices have gone up. Now, I got to say this to Johnny. I saw Lynyrd Skynyrd three times over the decades. And I always remember, I mean, so many of the songs like Simple Man and, you know, Sweet Home Alabama and all that. But it was always, I mean, it was high drama at the end when those first piano chords would start of Free Bird. And, you know, people would cheer, many people would weep, because that is one of the most powerful songs. What was it like to, you know, get up in front of probably millions of people over the years and to be able to sing something that would captivate people so emotionally? What was that like?
You know, when I first started with Skynyrd back in 87, I did not sing it. Mm-hmm. And we'd always put Ronnie's hat on the microphone and the crowd would sing it. And we were out in Sacramento, California. I came off stage and Gary Rosington was like, hey, you're singing Free Bird tonight. I was like, what are you talking about? And I said, no, man, I thought we made that decision, you know. And he said, look, your brother was a singer and a songwriter. He'd want you to sing those words. And coming from Gary, who was Ronnie's, well, Ronnie was like a father to him. You know, they had a plane crash and went through all the stuff to make Lynyrd Skynyrd. I went, okay, I'll try it tonight, you know, because he told me, he said, I'm not going back out not unless you go out. I said, we're going to have a riot. But you know what? I did it that night. I've been singing it ever since. And of course, I could never sing it as good as our brother, Ronnie. You know, all these Skynyrd songs, I could never sing as good as him. He wrote them. You know, it was heartfelt, and his message was, well, it's four generations broad now, you know, and but it's been an honor and a pleasure. And that song, I've had people come up and say, I played it at, you know, my father's funeral, or, hey, it was our graduation song, you know, Free Bird, yeah, you know.
You know what, I'll be true, Johnny does a great job at it.
Yeah,
he's not going. He does a terrific
now job. I owe you $20.
You owe me $40.
$40.
For that.
Oh yeah. Right. But it's been an honor and a pleasure. And I wish if I had my just about it, but I wish that Ronnie was here. You know, years ago I tell people me and Donnie went and seen B.B. King years ago, and there was a gentleman that came out on stage with a red Solo cup and a towel. And B.B. would take the towel off his arm, wipe his face, and he'd take a sip of whatever was in that red Solo cup. I thought, man, you know, I could have done that for Ronnie. But I wish that he was here. And you know, with this gospel album, Always Look Up, I think, well, I wonder what it'd have been like if all three of us would have been here. You know, but
sure.
But he's in a higher and a better place than we are, and we just got to work our way there to see him again. We have a song called "That's
Hey,
Why
forgive
God."
Me. Hold that thought. Forgive me, guys. We got to take a break, folks. Stay tuned. Uh-oh. Van Zandt, the album is Always Look Up. Great Christian album. I highly recommend it. We're gonna have more plus your phone calls later on in the show. Stay tuned. The American Family Radio Network is back after this brief break. Alex McFarland with Van Zandt.
A Discipleship Minute with Joseph Parker.
Sheep desperately need a shepherd, and we are like sheep. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Psalm 23 is not just a nice poem, it actually is one of the most favorite passages in all of God's Word. But the fact is, it's not just a nice poem, a nice psalm to be drawn from. It's a weapon, an important tool for us to read and meditate on every day, to confess and stand on. Father, thank you for the gift Psalm 23 is. Thank you for the opportunity for us to speak Psalm 23 and to know that we can trust your word. You have guidance, you have counsel, you have encouragement, strength, wisdom, and power, so much more for us as we simply read and meditate on your word and listen to the voice of you, our great shepherd. Thank you for the opportunity to do just that. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Shining light into the darkness, this is the Hamilton Corner on American Family Radio.
Welcome back to the program. Alex McFarland here. What a privilege to be talking to Donnie Van Zandt and Johnny Van Zandt. All your life, you've been hearing their music. You've been hearing songs like Caught Up in You and Hold On Loosely and Give Me Three Steps and all the great songs of Lynyrd Skynyrd and 38 Special. And they're so gracious to be with us tonight. And we're promoting their record, Always Look Up. It's on Frontier Records. It's available digitally and LP. I encourage you to support this. These guys are out there making music for the Lord, and God is using them in a great way. And guys, welcome back. Thanks for being with us on the American Family Radio Network.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Let's talk, and later on we will take some phone calls, and I'll give that number. It's 888-589-8840, 888-589-8840. I wonder, like, do you guys play in church? I mean, have you tried out some of these songs, you know, in your church? And then, hey, the ones that got the best reaction, you said, okay, we're going to put that on the album. How did you select these songs?
We sort of did, if you want to know the truth. I mean, Man, we went in here, you know, recording a Christian record. We had no really idea really what we were doing. We were just trying to write the best song we could write, you know. But we did. I'll let Johnny come in here because it's his church.
Yeah, I have a... I go to a little community church here, and my pastor's a great guy. And I called him up and I said, hey, we just recorded this song, Jesus Christ. Would you take a listen and see what you think? You know, and I want to tell your listeners, neither one of us are perfect. And we're not preachers. We're just singers that love Christ. But I wanted to take it to my pastor, a man of God who's lived his whole life praising our Lord, and if I figured out if we got at least a C, or we'd be okay. So I played Jesus Christ for him, and he looked at me and said, "Man, that's amazing! What an amazing song!" And you know what? That kind of gave us the encouragement to keep going to
keep writing
and playing them more songs. And
we used the church. It's called High Point Church. And we'd play songs for them. They'd give us our feedback, and it was cool, man.
Well, it was really funny, most of this record, doing COVID, you know. I was off the road for 15 months and scared to death like the rest of the world. What is this? And I didn't leave home, and Donnie's my neighbor, so we have our little studio here. And always kids say we shut down the grid here in Middleburg where we live at, because we use so much lights. We were up all night. God was just pouring it on us, you know what I mean? So, and we couldn't sleep. We were like, oh, Lord, oh, God, we got this. What about this lyric? You know? And we had an amazing time, but we were trying to find the right home and for it. And what's funny is that my congregation for, since 21 or the beginning of 22, the end of 21, 22, they've been going, when is this record coming out? We want it. You know?
Yeah. So,
It's really good. We're doing a thing December the 1st, an appreciation thing at my church where we're going to go talk about each song and how they came up with it, you know, how we came up with it. And just to give back to the church, it's an amazing place. And Crowder has a song called Come As You Are. And you can come to my church. You know, it's not a wealthy church. It's a really common church, and people come as they are to it. And it's just going to be an amazing day for us.
Amen. Amen. Well, are you going to tour and promote the album?
You know what? I'm a little more hopeful with it. I got to be.
Johnny had, you know, truthful. Ear problems.
Yeah.
Ear problems.
I had inner nerve damage, which out here in age, I really wouldn't be able to hear you that well at all, really. Mm-hmm. But the last week we went to Nashville, Tennessee, and did a lot of PR work, and we did some acoustic, about three songs with acoustic-wise. And acoustic-wise, I was able to do okay with it, you know. Mm-hmm. And
we'll see.
If we do it, it'd probably have to be that way, you know.
You know, mm-hmm. for us, we never say never, and God has led us to this point, and if nothing else, getting a little older in your life, you realize there's very few things you can change, and you know, you can pay your light bill, you can take care of your kids, you know, but he leads you in what direction. To be honest, 10 years ago, if you told me we were talking about doing a gospel album, I'd have went, what? You know, even though it was heart and soul to do one day, you know, it just wasn't realistic at that point in time. There's a song called Praying on this album, and it's all about having the fame and all this stuff, but there's still something missing, and that was Jesus, you know. We went living for Jesus, you know. Very people forget to thank him every morning. And I get up in the morning, I go, thank you, Lord, for the day, and I go to bed at night praying. Whenever I was younger, I prayed for myself. I want to be successful. I want these things. I want all the. Now I pray for my girls and my wife and my family. And you know, so you're, as you grow older, I think you grow older and wiser as you go.
Yeah, we want to pray for the good times and the bad times,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, definitely.
And that's what we do. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So let's go back, if we could. Your story. What were your first musical experiences, and maybe even talk about at what age did you decide, you know, I want a career in music? What were some of your first most unforgettable musical experiences?
It, you know, for me, it was actually Skynyrd, and they wasn't called that at that particular time. But Ronnie and them used to rehearse right there in our mother and father's home in the living room there. And at that time they were called 1%. And but looking at him, you know, watching him and watching Gary and Alan and all of them, I mean, they just looked like they were having such a great time. So I maybe I can be like Big Brother, you know, and try this, you know.
Yeah. So, he really paved the way for us. And for me, of course, was looking at him and Donnie, but even before that,
you were really looking at me.
Yeah, there you go. But for me, I can remember when we were young, we had the old rabbit ears on the TV and watching Hee Haw, you know, and then Ed Sullivan, and you know, that kind of inspired me. I was like, wow, who's this guy that, you know, good looking fella that can dance on the Ed Sullivan? Oh, that's Elvis, you know. And then on the other channel, Hee Haw was George Jones and Tammy Wynette and all them, you know. But our parents loved music. And, you know, as kids, we had an old circle driveway. And again, we only had four channels. We didn't have all the internet and everything. So we'd go out there and sit around and sing and amuse ourselves, you know.
But our dad was a long distance truck driver, and our mother worked at a Dunkin' Donut shop. So that's what he listened to was country music.
Yeah, so we really raised
and
on
it
country.
Really, like what Johnny said, I mean, you hear a lot of bands say this on the Ed Sullivan Show.
Yeah,
the Beatles came on there and the Rolling Stones, and that sort of changed it for us.
Yeah. You know? There was a guy named Farron Young.
Oh, yeah.
And he had the most perfect flat top. You know? Yeah. For those of your listeners, what a flat top is, you could set a bowl on top of your head with butch wax. And that's the way we wore our hair whenever we were young, you know.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So yeah. I was going to ask you, I mean, did you guys watch Ed Sullivan the night the Beatles were on? I guess it would have been February of 64.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Yeah. You know, I couldn't wait to get a pair of them Beatle boots.
Really?
Donnie now, had them. So those Van Zandts are not too tall, you know. So he put the extra lip on the bottom of them.
No, man, we'd actually grow our hair the same way.
Try to
go through school with it, but most of the time we got kicked out.
You know what was really cool? I was over in Liverpool, where the Beatles are from, and we rented a bus and took our crew and the band and everything. We did a whole tour of their neighborhood. They were much like Lynyrd Skynyrd, you know. Skynyrd wrote songs, and we still do, about life, you know, and there was a strawberry field and, you know, all that stuff. And
Penny Lane.
Yeah, Penny Lane. And then the cavern where they played at, you know, all the time. Went in there and went on the stage, and it was just an amazing thing.
Mm-hmm. Hey, let me ask you this, if I could, Johnny. Ed King, the late Ed King. Okay, growing up as a kid, you know, myself and 100 million others, we wanted to learn the Sweet Home Alabama lick. And am I right? Didn't Ed write that song?
Well, no, Gary Rosington started that with the, I can't do it justice, but yeah. Started down at the old practice place here in Green Cove. And Ed started put the ding, 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 ding to it. And then they finished out, ding, ding. Ding, ding, down, da, 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 ding, you know, but Ed came up with that ding, 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 but it was Gary's song in the beginning, and Ed just added to it, and then Ronnie added the lyrics, and boy, did they make a good one, you know.
Oh yeah, I mean, one of the top three or four most iconic guitar licks ever, you know.
Kid, when people, I say, you know, there's probably some kid in his bedroom right as we talk right now trying to figure that lick out, you know. It's just an iconic
I still
lick.
Haven't
yeah, so let me ask each of you, what were some of your favorite songs? Johnny, I'll start with you. Did you have, of all the repertoire of the Skynyrd songs, what were the ones that you enjoyed singing most?
Oh God, Simple Man would be my top one. Just about the lyrics, man. That song really blows me away. You know, everybody, at least good people and God-fearing people, want to make their mom happy, and that's a mother speaking on. And just a great, great song. There's another song that I've sang on stage with Skynyrd, All I Can Do Is Write About It, which is about, you know, how too much development takes away from the countryside of living. And but there's so many. I mean, you know, really, our brother was a genius. God called him home at an early age. And but man, genius at writing just simple, great communicating with people. And it's four generations old now.
Yeah. And when John Simple, I'm talking Simple.
Yeah. Here, he lived this
long. It's hard to write Simple.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Donnie, how about with 38 Special? What were your favorite songs to perform?
You know what, man? 38 was our worst enemy, you know? I mean, it had to be picked by committee. Everybody sort of had to like the song, you know? So
right. It
was written songs on 38, you know? Mm-hmm. But I'm just thinking about it right now. The first one I would think about would be Rocking Into the Night.
Yeah.
Hey, that is because it was actually a song that broke the ice for 38 Special. Mm-hmm. It was like a song for us.
They had some.
We had a lot of hit songs.
Yeah, Second Chance. I mean,
Second Chance was like a number one song in the country, you know.
Yeah.
And it was pretty cool. But I don't know. sort of like the songs that wasn't hit songs too. I wrote a song and actually dedicated it to older brother Ronnie called Rebel the Rebel, you know, and some type of songs too.
But, you know, it's almost like, and both of you had so much success, but now you've got like a whole nother career emerging with the Christian music.
Yeah, you know what? We didn't go into this to be big Christian stars or anything. We just wanted to do something in honor of Jesus Christ. That's a God's honest. You know, you can't hide what you're doing from Christ. And it came from our heart. And we'll see where it all goes at. And there's so many great Christian artists, you know, singers that are fantastic. You know, myself, I love Crowder. I love Mercy Me. I love Casting Crowns. You know, Toby Mac, you know, Zach Williams, you know, they're all fantastic artists. And for us to even be mentioned in the same category with them is a pretty amazing thing.
Hey, I want to give the number, folks. We're talking with Donnie Van Zandt and Johnny Van Zandt of the Van Zandt Band, .com. That's their website. If you want to ask a question, you want to call in, you can do that. The number is 888-589-8840. If you want to ask a question, 888-589-8840. Hey, you know, I was in Guitar Center a few weeks ago, and I was talking to this guy. We bought a lot of our mics and radio equipment from Guitar Center. And anyway, and frankly, I was trying to share the gospel with this guy. And he said this, and I thought it was pretty interesting. He said, you know, it's the churches and the praise bands that buy the gear nowadays. He said, you know, guys aren't starting bands like they did when we were teenagers. And I quote, he said, if it wasn't for the Christian bands, I don't know that we would even be selling that much gear. And I was like, well, because when I was in junior high, man, everybody was in a band. But now I guess it's in the church that the bands are. But
yeah. Hey,
guys,
I don't believe that.
I'm just watching the call board fill up like instantaneously because I think a lot of people are excited to hear from you guys. Hey, we've got a brief break. Stay tuned. It's Van Zandt with us on the American Family Radio Network. What an honor to be talking with Donnie and Johnny. They've got the new album out, Always Look Up. I highly recommend it. It's a fantastic record. We'll talk with them more after this brief break, folks. Don't go away.
The feature-length documentary Culture Warrior, Don Wildman and the Battle for Decency, premiering November 11th, chronicles the life and ministry of Don Wildman. It takes you through the founding of the National Federation for Decency, what has become AFA. It's a call to stand firm for righteousness and shows how that resolve can make a huge difference in our world.
If we lose this cultural war, we're going to have a hedonistic, humanistic society.
Find out more and watch the trailer at culturewarrior.movie.
The Hamilton Quarter podcast and one-minute commentaries are available at AFR.net. Back to the Hamilton Quarter on American Family Radio.
You know what's really a blessing when you get to meet some of your musical heroes that you've followed for years, and they're everything you hoped for and more. They're just so nice. And accessible, and such is the case with Donnie Van Zandt, Johnny Van Zandt. These guys are the leaders of bands that you've heard your entire life, 38 Special, Lynyrd Skynyrd, but they've got a new album out on Frontier Records. It's called Always Look Up. It's a Christian, contemporary Christian album. Guys, would you call it Christian rock? I don't know, but it's just good music is what it is. And we're going to go to the calls. If you have a question for our guest, Van Zandt, we're going to start out in Mississippi. Haywood in Mississippi, are you there?
I am. And first thing out of the bat, right out of the chute, Alex McFarland, this is going to be one of the greatest things you ever did. You're going to reach so many people. The generation. And now we're going to hear Christian music from one of the greatest rock and roll families in human history. What a blessing. Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, my friends call me Bubba. Okay.
Bubba.
Y'all better get ready.
I got a lot of friends.
Get in shape. Get in shape to go on tour. Okay?
thank you. You know what,
this is so wonderful.
I'm pretty thrilled about it too, Haywood. Hey man, thanks for the call. I'm gonna try to get as many of these in as we can. God bless you, Haywood. Pete in Louisiana. Pete, are you there?
Hey, yeah, it's a pleasure to talk to y'all.
What you got, man?
I'm good. I'm blessed and highly favored. I've been listening to y'all all my life, and I'm glad y'all reunion tour y'all done in Baton Rouge when they started over again.
Right.
And I went to see Third Day one night and brought my daughter, and Matt Powell, we had a Greek meet, and he was telling us a story about they opened up for y'all at one time.
Happy day. Right? Yeah. That's awesome. That is awesome.
Yeah, he was explaining. Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry.
I love y'all music, but I can't wait to hear y'all new music.
Hey, Pete, thanks for calling, man. God bless
you. Thank you very much.
We're going to go to Arkansas. Bruce in Arkansas. Welcome to the American Family Radio Network.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Hey, I'm doing great, man. How y'all doing?
Good, sir.
Doing great, sir.
Good to speak to you.
Good. I listen to AFR going to work and coming home from work every day and coming home today. Alex was interviewing y'all, and he mentioned the song Jesus Christ. And whenever I wasn't aware that y'all had done a Christian album. I've been a Lynyrd Skynyrd fan all my life. I saw the one more from the road tour. I love 38 Special. I love Lynyrd Skynyrd later on. I just love you guys.
We love you.
I got home from work, and I'm sitting out in my driveway right now, and I just got through YouTubing Jesus Christ. And Alex hit the nail on the head, man. That's a powerful song.
Thank you so much, sir.
It's good that it's out. I'm glad it touched you. You know what? That's a blessing to us, because that's what we try to do through song. And for you to say that, that's a great compliment.
Bruce, I'm so glad
you
called
did
in.
Touch me. Bruce,
I'm glad you called in, because, folks, I kid you not, a month ago when I found that on YouTube, Jesus Christ by Van Zandt, I started telling all my friends, I said, check this out. This is awesome. And I didn't know I would get to interview the Van Zandts and who made that song and that music. And, Bruce, I'm glad you checked it out. Folks, this record, you will not be disappointed. It's called Always Look Up. The website is Van Zandt Band. It's phenomenal. Bruce, thanks for the call. Also in Arkansas, David in Arkansas, mm-hmm. Welcome to our conversation with Johnny and Donnie Van Zandt.
Man, this is an honor. I can't believe I'm talking to him, you know. It's, you know, I had a quick story. My sister, y'all might remember this, but Donnie, I think when you did the shortest St. Patrick's Day parade in Hot Springs, Arkansas, one year, my sister got picture taken with you, and she shows that picture to everybody when she meets them. And I mean, that's she don't care about us, but she gonna show you that picture of you and her, you know. And man, y'all are a dying breed. I don't mean that in a bad way. It's a good. I mean, you just touch so many people with your lyrics, and anybody can relate to it, you know. And it's just, man, I just, it's just an honor to talk to you, man. I mean, it's, you know, man, I've been listening to you. Like I'm 52, or 55. I come in later in the deal, but man, I've been listening to you since I can remember listening to music, you know, but, just man, hey, I wish y'all great success, man. I know y'all have already had it, but you know, the one thing that you always wonder when you hear people on the radio and everything is, you know, do they know the Lord? And man, I am so blessed to know, you know, that y'all have grown up that way and that y'all are now just, I mean, it's awesome, man, you know,
Amen.
And now I can listen to your music and understand where it's coming from. 'Cause you don't always know, you know, you think, but yeah. You hear things, whatever, but now I know, you know?
Yeah. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And God bless you. Have a great Thanksgiving with your family. Tell Amen. Your sister. Hi.
Yeah. What's your sister's name?
Thank you.
Hey, David. Yeah. We might have lost. Go ahead.
Name is Lisa. Elisa.
Tell her hello for me, will you please?
Cool. David, thanks, man. We're going to go to North Carolina. Stephen from North Carolina, what you got, brother?
Hello. Yes, I'm from North Carolina, probably about an hour from where Alex lives in Hickory, North Carolina. And listen to classic rock and Lynyrd Skynyrd and 38 Special my whole life, but I sort of put it away for some decades and changed over to contemporary music, but now I'm starting to play guitar myself. So I was just curious about, are you? I could see you guys meeting up with somebody like Zach Williams and Toby Mac and having a big concert like they have in Wilkesboro, North Carolina, Pace Fest. So looking forward to seeing you meeting with other people playing groups together.
Yeah, them two groups you're talking about, Toby Mac and Zach, we love them, man. Yeah. I mean, inspiring to us.
Yeah, we don't know what's going to happen in the future. You know, it's all in God's hands. And we're pretty amazed that we're speaking to you tonight and God got this out, you know, and spreading the word. So we're gonna let Jesus take the wheel and we're gonna go for it.
But Amen. We did, sir. At the beginning of the project, we told each other if we could just bring, and I said it earlier, just bring one person to Christ, it'd be worth the whole project.
The whole project, yeah.
So Amen. It looks like that. So yeah. Thank God.
Yeah.
Amen. Wonderful. Let's go to Oklahoma. Kent in Oklahoma. Kent, are you there?
Yes, sir. Hey, Alex, my old friend. I called you a few weeks ago about the forgiveness question.
Okay. Well, welcome to our conversation with the Van Zants.
Oh, yeah. What a pleasure. Hey, Johnny Van Zant, are you there?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I'm talking to lead singer of Skynyrd.
That's right.
I saw you in Ardmore. Like in 1990, do you remember playing that little Heritage Hall?
Where? I'm sorry.
Ardmore, Oklahoma.
Uh-huh.
It was a venue of like 2,000. But you guys did the coolest thing. When you did Freebird, you had them playing the original in the background, and you guys were in the foreground. And what a tribute to your brothers, you know. And then, but at the end of the concert, you let us come to the stage, and you greeted us. And there was a man in a wheelchair who couldn't get up there. And you guys came off the stage and met this man. And I like these guys are so genuine.
You know, we love the fans. You know, a lot of people say they love their fans. And that's great. And I hope they do. But we truly, truly love the fans. And you know what? I do a Sunday thing every Sunday. I've been doing it since COVID. My daughter talked me into it because I wanted to know what the fans were up to, what was going on with them, really care about them. And I started doing it, and I've done it every Sunday since then. And that was probably about a few weeks into COVID when I started doing it in 2020. And I just love talking to them. You know, Skynyrd fans are God-fearing, hard-working people.
That's right. Amen.
Yep, and that's what Skynyrd's always been about, you know. And we love them, and thank you for being one, my friend.
We're going to go to Georgia. Roy in Georgia. Roy, thanks for holding. Welcome to our conversation with VanZantBand.com.
Yeah, I like the last name. My grandfather was a Van Zant, and my dad was a Van Zant. But you say you guys were short. My grandfather was 6'6".
And,
William, my dad and your dad was in the same Sunday school class. My dad was born at Kings Ferry.
And,
when you guys played in Tulsa back in 80, did that first reunion tour, I was going to Bible school at Rhema, and I cut you guys out a little wooden Jesus, both of y'all, you know, a little while back then, and I couldn't get past your security guard in the hotel. I said, well, my name's Roy Van Zant, and I'm related to him. Well, they said, yeah, we don't care. But I've been praying for you guys all these years, and I've rewritten Freebird, rewritten Sweet Home Alabama, and rewritten Tuesday's Gone into gospel stuff. God's given me the words and all that stuff. But I live here in Tifton, Georgia. I went up to see you in up there at Perry when y'all were up there a few years back. Perry, Georgia.
Yeah.
That big. But anyway, hope to hear from you sometime. And everything.
Gotcha. You know what? There's two sizes of Van Zant. The 6 feet and higher, and then you got the 5'6" and lower.
Well, yeah, we got that 5'6" and lower.
Hey, Roy, thanks very much. We're going to go to Mississippi. James in Mississippi. James, welcome.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I just left y'all's Brother Monument Saturday. It was my first time being there, even though I live right by it. And I was going to see if possible. Do y'all do any touring with your Christian music?
Not yet, brother. We are leaving it up to God where he leads us to. But you know what? We really wanted to record the music and get it out to the masses and then see really what happens with it. You know, we what we're doing, and we're honored to do it in our Jesus Christ's name. And we'll see what happens in the future.
Yeah. Last week, brother, we were in Nashville and we recorded three songs acoustic wise. So that turned out pretty cool. So, you know.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of crazy. We did that, and on Facebook, it got over 1 million hits in less than 3 days. We were like, wow.
Oh, man, that's phenomenal. Guys, I know you probably know this, but, I mean, from a social media standpoint, I mean, that is phenomenal.
Yeah, it was pretty. It kind of, we were like, well, okay.
My niece, Kristen, called us up and was telling us about it first. At first, when it first came out, it was 500,000, you know, and I went, do you mean 500?
Yeah.
And she goes, no, 500,000. You know, that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
And, now, we're almost out of time. Guys, I want to say thanks. The single Warrior is out, right?
Yeah, we just put that out. And again, the album came out last Friday, November 22nd. And Warrior's just a great song. We consider ourselves warriors for our Lord and Savior. And that's kind of what it's all about.
Yeah, fighting for the kingdom of God.
Yeah, you
know? Yeah.
Guys, I just want to say thank you. God bless you. I wish you much, much success in all your endeavors. And, hey, I'm grateful for this time, Johnny and Donnie. Thank you.
Me too.
Thank you so much.
We are too, and it's always a pleasure. Let's do it again.
All right. God bless you. Again, the record is Always Look Up. It's on Frontier Records. You can get it on vinyl, digitally. It's a fantastic record they've done. The website, VanZantBand.com. God bless you. Thanks for listening.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.